welcome to In Defense of Humanity on this Saturday evening, April 25th. Spring is everywhere, at least here in Ohio. We've got tulips and forsythia, and it's just busting out everywhere. My name is Al Whitney. This program is In Defense of Humanity, and it is all about helping people reawaken to the wonderful qualities of our own species while accepting and understanding that the current corporate commercial legal structure, both government and business is built upon, is actively working to take control of most organic life forms on our planet. Restoring our unalienable rights and preserving our planet will require we, the people, to understand what has happened and learn how to empower ourselves as living men and women. As I said, I'm Al Whitney, and I'm the editor and founder of the AntiCorruptionSociety.com, Parents Against Mandatory Vaccines, and People for Safe Technologies websites. And I'm here tonight with my co-host, Ingrid Castle, founder and director of VacLib.org. Tonight, we have a special program lined up. Ingrid, myself, and our special guest, Deborah Tavares of StopTheCrime.net, are going to share the research we've done over many years regarding the state of our schools. Some listeners might remember that Ingrid and I did a program last January on Common Core and recommended that everybody watch Dr. Duke Pesta's fabulous YouTube, which is available. I have to give out the name again because it really is wonderful. It's called Brilliant Anti-Common Core Speech by Dr. Duke Pesta. And it's the best thing I've seen on the internet to explain the Common Core program, which has been introduced, I believe, in 48 states, and I'm sure they're not going to give up on the other two. As women and mothers and grandmothers, the plight of our children has always been high on all three of our list of priorities. We recently discovered during our many conversations that the three of us have independently come to the conclusion that our schools are not safe harbors for children. We've looked at public education from multiple perspectives, academic, psychological, and physical, and wish to share tonight our important findings with the listeners. We're going to disclose multiple facets regarding the state of our schools that are not being addressed by most child advocates or even most of those who are opposing Common Core. They're only scratching the surface of some of the problems, and there are many. In the first hour, we're going to give a brief synopsis of our research, and in the second hour, we'll have an open roundtable discussion to include taking calls. Our guest, Deborah Tavares, will be our first up, and she's going to tell us what she's discovered and concluded about the state of our schools. Welcome, Deborah.
Well, thank you, Al, Ingrid, for inviting me on the program this evening. Yes, as a fellow grandmother, we certainly have much to cover to encourage all of the listeners, wherever you're able, to encourage other family members or parents of children to start reading the information about unschooling. Because as Al was saying, the schools are an exceedingly and increasingly dangerous place for us to be sending our children to. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, first, I just want to have everyone realize that I am hosting several websites, one of which, of course, Al mentioned, StopTheCrime.net. I'm also hosting PrimaryWater.org, and I am on the Rinse Radio Network, 6 p.m. Pacific Time, Monday through Friday, so you can catch up with me there as well. And what I would refer the listeners to after the program is to go to Stop the Crime. Underneath the banner, we have a section, Kids for Profit. And what is important for everyone that's listening to understand that the educational system is a market. It is a market for revenue. And what we recently learned here in Northern California is that there is increasing market revenue collections now being enhanced upon. It is called, and interestingly enough, it is called Kids, Keeping Kids in School. And they say it's a project to sustainably improve school attendance in Northern California and recover lost revenue from the kids not in school. Now, first of all, schools are a weaponized reality for our children. They're learning in science, false science. They're learning the weaponization and the policies being brought in through false policies of global warming and climate change. Our children are being scared to death with the illusion of scarcity of water, scarcity of all kinds of resources. Our children are looking closely at their parents, who they've been told have used up the resources that they no longer will be able to obtain. So it is a nightmare that has developed for our children, creating many, many psychological problems and the need for medications for our kids, because they're literally being traumatized while in school. So if you're not concerned about the false lessons, certainly the fact that the schools are not preparing your children or my grandchildren to be prepared to face a world in reality where chemtrails are real, where psychotronic weapons that are being deployed throughout the world are real, where we're seeing on the school properties cell phone towers and increased Wi-Fi in the schools, all part of a weaponized psychotronic mind control deployment for literally integrating with our minds and taking over our minds. It's important to understand how dangerous our schools are, because many parents will pack their lunch if they're still able to pack their lunch. That's been a huge debate. We're going to talk about that, I'm sure, in the program, because the kids, of course, are receiving food that is laced with Cinemix, S-E-N-O-M-Y-X, S-E-N-O-M-Y-X. That is human tissue, again, S-E-N-O-M-Y-X. You can type that in on stopthecrime.net, and you will find all of the manufacturers of literally cannibalizing processes in our food supply. And I know for many of you that may be sounding very diabolical, but that is only one aspect of what is occurring in our school lunch programs. And of course, they want to expand that to breakfast, lunch, and dinner. They want our children in school all the time. Again, keeping kids in school, as we've learned here in Sonoma County, is to recover $9.1 million lost in revenue in 1 year because of children that have not been dutifully attending school. And they're amping up the juvenile court system to corral the parents of these children. The children are caught in a vice. They're being told by their parents in many instances that global warming is not real, and yet they're being kissed and smiled and sent out of the parents' car and being told, learn all you can today. And there's mass confusion, and there's a tremendous amount of data collection in school under the new Common Core curriculum. There always has been data collection, but now it is amped up to the extent that they are categorizing the individual traits, not only of the children, but of the families as well. It is exceedingly dangerous for us to be sending our children to school. If you're not concerned about the fact that science is all literally a creation of fantasy, and our children are having to endure false fantasies, and learning math that is frustrating, and actually they have a medication for children that are having difficulty with math. But even if you were okay with the child's frustration in math and the fantasies taught in science, and the circles that are now being conducted in schools where classrooms will put their children in a circle around the floor, and they will ask the children, for example, if you were weather, what kind of weather would you be? And if you were a color, what kind of color would you be? And pajama day, the famous pajama day. All part of literally training our children to be comfortable at school as they're being taken away from their families, because they're incrementally being separated from the families that they love in order for complete dutiful mind control serfs. They must be separated from their families, and we see that occurring. And of course, we're reminded of what John D. Rockefeller said back in 1903. He said, "I don't want a nation of thinkers. I want a nation of workers." Well, sadly, as we know, with the increased frequencies of Wi-Fi in the schools, this is causing mass mind control. It's causing anger, and it's causing all kinds of biological cellular assaults. And particularly for children, Wi-Fi will damage our children's mitochondria, the DNA, and their children and their children and their children. As long as there is a female line, we will have this genetic damage in our children. So by putting Wi-Fi in the classrooms, which is occurring across the country, what we're really doing is sentencing 57% of our children to some form of birth defect forever, forever. And the Common Core curriculum is the new dumbed down international education program that is required to be taught by all schools across America. And the Bill Gates Foundation, of course, is providing funding to incorporate computers in the classrooms, Wi-Fi. And we must now all look at the true effects of what Wi-Fi is doing to all of us. We have a symptoms list on stopthecrime.net at the top of the home page. If you look at the scroll that glides by, you can download the list. I'm going to go over some of the symptoms that our children will suffer from. And there's many military documents, there's patents. All of this type of weaponized frequency technology is widely understood. It is a mass assault on humanity, and more importantly, our children. It affects our children, it affects those that have immune dysfunctions, and the elderly. So we're sending our little children in to literally be programmed and have their minds taken over with psychotronic weapons systems that they don't understand. Now, some of the symptoms are headaches. It's not the conventional type of headache that many people think of. It's a headache where internally in your brain you feel like everything is pushing out. That is a very common symptom for pulsed microwave frequencies and how that makes people feel. It's the body's way in which to try to alert the person to move away from that area. Certainly increased degrees of depression and anxiety, suicidal thoughts, irritability. We're seeing tremendous amounts of societal increased anger. We're seeing violent behavior. Certainly weakening of the immune system. This is all the types of assaults that are being perpetrated in our schools. When we see cell phone towers around our schools, which I would recommend everyone listening, type in the address of your school or your grandchild's school, and then do an antenna search of that address by going to antennasearch.com. You can look at two printouts. One will be of cell towers. It's a 4-mile radius around the school. And a separate printout will be of antennas, again, another 4-mile radius. Overlay that, and you will see the weapons that are nearest the schools that your children are attending. This doesn't matter what kind of school your child is in, be it a religious school, a private school, or a infamous weaponized indoctrination institution, aka the de facto federal corporate government school system. They're all the same. They're not preparing, as I said earlier, our children for real life. Instead, our children are suffering from bullying structures that have been implemented in the schools. Literally, the children are learning early forms of Delphi. They're being maneuvered into group think, and independent thinking is discouraged. That's all part of the robotization of society. This is a dreadful, dreadful program, and the schools are operational sites for black op groups as well. Most recently, when I was interviewing Dr. Preston James, he was recounting a story where black ops go around to schools at night when the teachers are no longer teaching, and they implement psychotronic weapons systems in the schools where they can target classrooms, they can target behavior, amplify anxiety. They can also target good teachers, which of course they can do that by when the teachers take their computers home. And they can cause illnesses. Sadly, we're seeing many teachers that are succumbing to cancer and more. This is the way in which they're getting rid of teachers that are teaching our children more than the dumbed-down programs of the weaponized mass mind programming that schools offer. It's important to also take a look at the NASA war document that we have on Stop the Crime, because it talks about the future of schools. And it talks about it in this way. And again, you can just go to the search bar at the top of the website. It talks about how there will be wearable and implantable electronics and communication devices and sensory augmentation for our children and for the population as a whole, and how there is the intentional demise of the U.S. underclasses, and how everything will be web-based. Our children are being disconnected from socialization. They're under mass assault in ways in which prior generations were not, although prior generations certainly were dumbed down by a variety of history that never existed, the constitutional aspect and belief, and not the true history, and nor were we ever taught what really was behind the fiat currency. Most of us graduated not knowing. So it's been a continual dumbing down project, and we now have human brain research programs. We have artificial intelligence. We have all types of weapons that few are privy to, and our children are not going to be prepared to step out into the real world and understand what is really happening. But it talks about in the NASA war document how by the year 2025, 40% of the private and 15% of the public colleges and universities are expected to close due to web-based competition. And they talk too, this is on page 27 of the NASA war plan. The ultimate
Deborah?
Yes.
Deborah, we're going to have a break. And you're going to get cut off. So I just want everyone to know that we're coming up on a break. And I'll go ahead and let you continue a little bit afterwards, and then we're going to go ahead and continue on just because we have
Great.
So much to cover, okay?
Yes, we do. Thank you.
Okay.
So, yes, going back to
okay.
the NASA war plan after the break.
That would be great. Thanks. Thanks, Deborah. You share a lot of great information. Thank you.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. tough tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership, and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Rather gruesome synopsis of why you absolutely to keep your children safe, and the reason we need to keep our children safe is what's going on in the schools. Sending them to schools is actually a very dangerous move. If you care about your children, if you love your children, you will want to figure out a different place for them while you're working or working from home or are networking with extended family members to make sure that your children are safe and that they know that the family they are born really care about them in a big way. And by taking them out of school, you're doing that. So go ahead, Deborah. You were finishing out a thought, and I wanted to make sure that you had plenty of time to finish that out.
the main concern of everyone listening and the main concern for our children is the fact that they are being pummeled with life-threatening and degenerating frequencies. And this is jamming their immune systems. And this is psychotronic weapons for mass mind control that is literally controlling thoughts, emotions, and behaviors. So for no other reason, you should keep your children in a safe environment with reduced electromagnetic frequencies as best possible. We certainly have a solutions page on our website, stopthecrime.net. And put them in and consider looking at unschooling programs. In other words, do not bring the weaponized instruction home that the state institutions of education promote. Look at unschooling programs. Allow your children the joy of being children and the joy of creativity. And I want to thank you for giving me this time to talk about certainly what I see in schools, and I know during our further discussion in the program, we'll talk about some specific situations that I think we've all endured. So thank you very much for this time.
Yeah, thank you, Deborah. I really appreciate it. Now, you were talking about the NASA war program, NASA, right?
Yes, NASA. But we call it the NASA war plan. Okay. It certainly has a longer name.
Okay.
But if they go on to stopthecrime.net, type that in the search bar, they can pull the NASA war plan up. Thank you for clarifying that, Ingrid.
Right. Yeah, I figured a lot of listeners may have some questions. Well, yeah, I really appreciate it. You have so much to offer, Deborah. You're so well-researched, and I know everyone of our listeners really appreciates you bringing this information forward. I'm going to bring up some other aspects. You know, I think we're all fans of John Taylor Gatto, and I want to encourage everyone to get the book Underground History of American Education, because it's just chock full of very fascinating information. And, you know, much that most people just don't realize. I mean, you know, we grew up in an era where that's just what you do. You send your children to school, you know, but, you know, this is what Woodrow Wilson said after the First World War, that we want one class to have a liberal education. We want another class, a very much larger class of necessity, to forego the privilege of a liberal educational or a education based, you know, creativity and being able to think, in other words. And we want to fit themselves to perform specific difficult manual tasks. So they really just want, you know, a bunch of, that's what Deborah said very eloquently, the robotization, you know, turning us into robots. That's really what they want. They want people that do not think independently, you know, put them all, homogenize them all into thinking the same. There's a great movie that called Harrison Bergeron that talked about that. You know, you want to make the smarter kids dumber, the dumber kids a little bit smarter. You want everyone to be average. Make everyone the same. And then, you know, the few people that are, they find that are very, very exceptional, that they would pull out to help them rule the masses. And this is what's been played out and evidenced all around us. But, you know, one thing that is never brought up, you know, John Taylor Gatto doesn't bring it up, and neither does Duke Pesta, is the physical poisoning. And you brought up, you know, the Cinemex, you know, the cannibalization of our food supply, which is true. You know, they used this, you know, aborted fetuses, actually. They get the taste receptors. I mean, it's all quite detailed, you know, what they're doing. But they can get food to taste salty or sweet without adding any sugar or salt into it. I mean, it's quite amazing. So you're really having, you know, what Deborah eloquently calls Illuminati food, or food that's really right out of the Matrix, the movie, you know, where it's not really a steak, it's something totally different. You know, they've actually taken, you know, feces, that's the latest in Japan, taken, you know, feces and created. Anyhow, we're coming up on a break, so please stay tuned for In Defense of Humanity.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website, by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Has your dancing and romancing done gone away? Are you moaning and a-groaning from the stresses of the day? Are you reeling and appealing because a headache's on the way? Well, relax for just a moment. Stress relief is on the way. Of what am I speaking, you ask? The essential oils of long historic use, the wisdom of the ages, the health care of the ancients, frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, and hundreds of others too numerous to mention. What could be more appealing? Do you know that Young Living essential oils is an element of life that makes them extremely effective in body rejuvenation? This element is called vibration, and it works with body systems, not against them. The professionals at Divine Living Oils have tested and been so impressed with this product that we are using them to help others. And who are we? We are health professionals with many years' experience. Trust us, we have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Our motto? Because we care about you. Do your health and spirit a great favor. Call us at 304-542-4226. That's 304-542-4226. Again, that's 304-542-4226.
HempUSA.org introduces three brand new detox formulations of micro plant powder. Brain Fuel for depression, bipolar disorders, and stress. Total Care, anti-cancer agent that cleans the liver and organs and increases memory. Rejuvenate, invigorates and heals the body, mind, and spirit. These products are your alternative to pharmaceuticals. Call 888-910-4367 and like us on Facebook. We ship worldwide only at HempUSA.org.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership, and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
Okay, welcome back to In Defense of Humanity. I'm Ingrid Castle, and I'm going to share with you some other reasons why we definitely don't want our children in school. And for me, it would be my grandchild. But anyway, I think, you know, anyone out there that's listening that has children or grandchildren in school, you really need to start rethinking that and start pulling the family together for alternative ways of educating them or not educating them, encouraging creativity and learning on their own. I don't even like to call it homeschooling. I call it home learning because I, you know, Deborah brought this up and it was so interesting. It was perfect timing because my boyfriend, he was mentioning on the job, he was at this house where they were homeschooling this family, and the family was just reiterating the garbage that they have in school, you know, so they were literally just, you know, doing whatever they do at school and teaching their children that, you know, memorization of the presidents, and, you know, they have these curriculums, and the curriculums are frequently just as bad as whatever corporate education they're getting in the public school. And you have to understand, that's where this stuff is coming from. It's from the corporations. And the best example I have is back in 2001, I ended up realizing it was my daughter, going to be my daughter's last year at school. I couldn't take it anymore. She brought home, it was from her nutrition foods textbook. And it was called Are You Nutritionally Wise? And it had a list of 10 statements and whether they were true or false. And I actually put it in the backlit letter in the summer of 2001, because I found it so shocking that, because from my research, all 10 statements were the opposite from what the textbook actually stated. And I'll give you an example of one of them. List of 10, it says, unlike whole grain products, white bread and white flour have absolutely no nutritional value. Well, of course, that's false. Enriched white flour and bread made from it has been enriched with the major nutrients lost in the milling process. Whole grain products may contain more trace minerals, but the major nutrients are at the same level as those in white bread made from enriched flour. So, you know, this is a whole thing. We're man always attempting to improve on Mother Nature. You know, have you ever seen the microscopic crystalline structure of a natural vitamin as opposed to a synthetically produced one? I mean, it's totally different. I mean, the natural vitamin has a beautiful crystalline structure. It looks like a snowflake, and it's actually very beautiful. And the synthetic one has no such ambiance. It's just, it looks dead. I mean, it has no life force, no energy behind it. And this is, you know, this is true with our whole food supply. Adulterated our food supply. I always tell people, if it's in a package, don't eat it. And if you can't grow it, find the grower. You know who's growing your food. Know where your stuff is coming from. I'm blessed to live somewhat remotely, so we all pool our resources, and, you know, people will trade eggs for milk or garlic. I did a great trade with garlic recently for eggs. I have a dozen eggs coming every week from the best, you know, raised chickens I know of. You know, I mean, these eggs are off the charts in terms of sweetness. The yolks are deep orange, and you just don't find that. You know, you can go to the store and get something that's allegedly organic. It's not. All the standards are messed up. And what does this apply to school? Well, the schools have to only have products that are packaged. So I find it a little bit ironic. We have school children helping with our community garden, but none of that produce can be fed in the school programs or the breakfast program. And they are providing now two meals a day, and in some cases they want to do three meals a day through the schools. But everything has to be USDA approved and in a package. Your apples, everything. So even though it's locally grown, if it's not processed and packaged in some way and stamped with a USDA approval, it's not going to end up in the lunch program or serve for breakfast. And I found that out early on, too, with a job. I tried to bring in a bunch of fresh apples and stuff. I was working at a smaller institution for disturbed teenagers, and I was fresh out of college, and I was anxious for the work, and I ended up having to cook a meal for them, and I said, my gosh, they don't have any fresh vegetables or fruit. There's none of it. And I said, that's horrible. So I brought in a bunch of apples, and I was scolded that it was not allowed that I could bring in food because it could be contaminated, God forbid. But this has been, they're very, very strict on it. They will lose their license, and, you know, everything is sewed up in that way. So what kind of food are they getting? It's loaded with aspartame. Aspartame now, they have what they call neotame. It doesn't even have to be put on the label of packaged food. So, and aspartame is also, neotame, since it's in such, it's what we call aspartame on steroids, just because it's in such a small physical amount, but it's like 1,000 times sweeter than aspartame, so they don't have to label it. Yeah, but it's still an excitotoxin. It's very harmful, and it's also very addictive. And this is in our medications. It's in Flintstones vitamins. It's a hidden ingredient in all processed foods and children's medications. And it's fluoride-based. All these things that are in, the you know, MSG, ingredients in vaccines, the psychotropic medication that are given to children are all fluoride-based. And this actually ends up calcifying the pineal and the pituitary glands, actually. And, you know, this is your spiritual connection. I mean, if you want to know if your children's not as creative as you were as a child, it's because of the calcification of these glands that bring in that spiritual component that aids in creativity, where you get those insights from the other side, believe it or not. You know, people are hugely creative, but it's, you know, when they actually have their spiritual connection intact that, you know, expands that creativity. So that's a huge aspect to me. I mean, if we want to preserve our humanity, you know, our show is called In Defense of Humanity. We want to preserve our ability to be creative, creative solutions to the world's problems, creativity on all levels. And, you know, this is not going to happen if we're, you know, adulterating our food supply, and that's what they're getting in school. You know, they have a fluoride rinse program that's still in effect, you know, where they come in and they, you know, now I don't even think they ask for the parents' permission. Maybe they still do, but I know there are very few parents that did not want their children having these, you know, the health department come in and do the fluoride rinse that happens, you know, to allegedly preserve their teeth. That's all part of the school system. And now they're setting up clinics in the schools for everything from birth control to psychotropic medication as well as vaccines. And they are supposed to get parental permission, but there's many instances where they have not gotten parental permission. In my state of Idaho, in Eagle, Idaho, that was hit the paper, where a parent was very upset. She had no idea that her child was getting flu mist, and it was all without her permission, and the school neglected to get the permission slip. But, you know, there's, what are you going to do? You know, are you going to actually sue the school? It's not likely that you'll prevail. As we talked about, our courts are not for us. They are absolutely not for us. So, you know, another corporation defending another corporation. So, and you're not the corporation that's going to prevail. Okay, you know, your corporate person is not necessarily going to prevail in that environment. So, there is so much I could talk about on this topic, but I want to just reemphasize how important it is to get the underground history of American education and things that we have not covered. Al Whitney's going to cover. She did a great outline for this program, and we've only skimmed the surface. So, Al, do you want to go ahead and continue?
Thanks, Ingrid. That was great information. Most people kind of overlook what's going on with the food at the school and the fact that all the water is fluoridated. So all of us, like myself, who provides unfluoridated water for their family, these children go to school, and all the time they're at school, they're going to be drinking fluoridated water. But I'm glad you brought up John Taylor Gatto. There's another source that I think is so important. It is a documentary by Scott Noble. He's just outstanding. He did the documentary called Psy War. He also did a documentary called Human Resources. And in this documentary, which is free online, just type in YouTube, Human Resources-Scott Noble. He goes back for the past century, since in the industrial age. And he traces how the robber barons have gone out of their way to create human resources and destroy creativity. Exactly the thing that makes our hearts sing doesn't work for them. And when I watched that, they brought in John Taylor Gatto, and they talked about even the fact that when we go to high school, that our classes, we go to history, we go to science, we go to civics, whatever, and we are only there for 55 minutes or so, then the bell rings. That was all done intentionally based on the work of Skinner to train the people, to train the young children to respond to the ring of a bell. And what they've discovered is that we don't really learn that way. But by keeping our knowledge compartmentalized, and I think we've talked about that, Ingrid and Deborah, before, the compartmentalization that is so common across the board, from schools through medicine through science, is intentional. It is so that the individual doesn't ever see the big picture. That's why when you look at Common Core discussions by teachers, they're not going to include the Wi-Fi and they're not going to include nutrition, because they are compartmentalized in their education as well. So John Taylor Gatto brings that up. And the whole idea was to reduce creative humans with spirits and souls and joy in their heart into a human resource for the controllers. And what they discovered is, if you are on a job and you are compartmentalized and you do this routine day in, day out, that you're so demoralized that you will go home and watch TV and eat junk food, and then get up and go and do the same thing the next day. And what they discovered is that those kind of individuals rarely engage in politics. So while I see so many people criticize their fellow Americans for being couch potatoes, they need to watch that film, Human Resources, and realize this is by design. They don't want the public actually engaged in local government or local policy making. What they want is drones, really. They want robots to follow instructions. And sadly, that's what they're doing with their children. We have recommended that people watch Meet Your Straw Man. That's where Common Core really comes in, because Meet Your Straw Man describes our children as being corporate entities connected to this birth certificate, which has commercial value. So now they're coming out of the dark and they're moving right into what they call a value-added system. What they are doing is they are evaluating your child all throughout school. They are testing the child, and Duke Pesta brought this up. They are evaluating the child's behavior and recording it, and all of this information gets put into a database so they can put a numerical number on your child. This is turning your child into a pure 100% human resource. I'm going to read you a short paragraph that I got from the Ohio Revised Code. I printed it out today. Ohio Revised Code number 3302.021, implementation of value-added progress dimension. Okay? And here's what they said. Not earlier than July 1st, 2005, and not later than July 1st, 2007, the Department of Education shall implement a value-added progress dimension for school districts and buildings, and shall incorporate the value-added progress dimension into the report cards and performance ratings. And this is what they've done across the country. Everybody's complaining about this testing, and they don't want these test scores. They want them kept private. They don't want them distributed to unknown parties or unknown corporations or unknown government. But what they don't understand is this test scores are part of evaluating and giving a numerical number to that birth certificate, which just happens to be your adorable child or your precious grandchild. And people need to understand that's what's happening to our children in these public schools now. They are trying to determine what career paths they should be put on at a very young age. What they're trying to do is to destroy or discourage any sense the child has of free will. And I think Ingrid brought that out with the food. They want free will, the parents' will, the child's will discouraged or eliminate. Deborah brought that out with Wi-Fi and the way the teachers are conducting the classes. The whole system now is into hyperdrive, and the villain is free will. They want these children to do what they say. And as they poison them, they're monitoring them and they're recording their behavior and their response to the fluoride, the Wi-Fi, and the food, as well as the psychological stress and pressure that they're putting these children under. Now, these children are now in a test tube, and the outcome is not going to be pretty, and their future looks very bleak if we don't find a way to get them out of these schools. These schools are now extremely dangerous for our children and their future. And here we're going to break. We'll come back and we have more to say about this.
Your money, what is it worth today? A $100 bill in 1913 is worth only $2 today. So now, your money is just about worthless, and the Fed will continue printing more and more of it. But what if you could turn it around, $1 at a time, and make your money worth more than it is now? How? By acquiring gold before your paper money is totally worthless. But how can you afford gold at today's prices? By buying it 1 gram at a time. And this is so important because gold is the future. For as little as $65, you can begin trading your almost worthless currency for something real, something you can hold. Carat bars, which keep their value, can be stored securely, and are easily accessible, just like a savings account, but a savings account backed by your gold. Carat Bars International, a savings account you can count on. For more information, please click on the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. Again, that's the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. And start saving now.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here is what people are saying.
Heart problems were in my family, and I did notice these chest pains occasionally. I decided to try it, and I don't think I'm going to stop for quite a while.
Nothing has worked as well as this product has promised to. I've taken, you know, supplements and that sort of thing, and never really noticed a difference.
Well, I turned 60, and when I went into the doctor to get my reports, the lady at the desk, she looked at it, and she says, "Wow." I says, "What's that say?" So she came back and looked at my last check. She says, "Well, you've gone down half on your cholesterol." So she says, "I guess don't do a thing, only what you're doing right now."
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org.
Welcome back to In Defense of Humanity. Tonight we're talking about getting your child out of the school system. And I was talking about the dehumanization of our children. And Deborah had mentioned earlier, and I'm going to read this from Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars. She had mentioned earlier that they are dumbing down our child's education. I think Charlotte Iserbeit wrote a book called The Dumbing Down of America. But here's a quote from Silent Weapons, which was written supposedly in 1979. "The quality of education given to the lower class must be of the poorest sort, so that the mode of ignorance, isolating the inferior class from the superior class, is and remains incomprehensible to the inferior class. With such an initial handicap, even bright lower class individuals have little, if any, hope of extricating themselves from their assigned lot in life. This form of slavery is essential to maintain some measure of social order, peace, and tranquility for the ruling upper class. And another quote from Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars, which is available on the homepage of anticorruptionsociety.com. It is a technical manual that was produced by the Air Force for the controllers. And here's another quote from this one. Quote, once a candid economic definition is achieved, that definition is used to outline the boundaries of a structure called a human value system, which in turn is translated into the terms of game theory. The value of such a slave laborer is given in a table of human values, a table broken down into categories by intellect, experience, post-service, job demand, etc. Unquote. And that's what they're setting up with Common Core, and that's what they're setting up in our schools right now. In fact, in Ohio, I believe this has been in the works ever since Bush started with No Child Left Behind. And according to John Taylor Gatto, this system of dehumanizing our children has been going on for, what, I think more than a century, don't you, Ingrid?
Oh, absolutely.
Yes, and they're just getting, what they're doing is they're moving technology into something they've been doing all along. As Deborah brought out, they're right. Using their technology to advance the same agenda that they've had, which is to dehumanize our children and make them slave laborers. And now they're also looking, which is even more frightening, I'm sorry to say, now they're looking to reduce the population. They don't want our children to grow up healthy, folks. That's not on their agenda. That is not where they want to take this society. They want our children replaced with automation and robots.
Well, in fact, to that point,
okay.
Al, yeah, there's a very important document that we have on our website, and it's entitled Global Warfare, and it's at the top of the homepage. They talk about not only the corporate takeover of education, but I hear a break coming up, so we'll talk about
that.
Yeah,
we're actually closing out this hour. Deborah, let's continue that at the top of the hour before we take callers, okay?
Fine, thank
okay.
you.
Okay, so callers, you can call in, but we're going to close out this first hour. Thanks.